This is the CC Radio Podcast.
Welcome to the Countdown Podcast. Today we're going to do a review of the Hunters TV show for you. My name is Wayne.
And my name is Paul. Straight into this Amazon Prime Video TV show. Which dropped
video TV show.
On video, yeah, that one. Yeah. On February 21st, 2020. It stars Logan Lerman, Jerika Hinton, Lena Olin, Saul Rubinick, the guy from True Romance.
Oh, yeah.
If you give me the finger, I'll have you killed.
That's right. That's it.
Gal Kane. Josh Radner from How I Met Your Mother.
Ted. Yeah, Ted.
That's a very big surprise.
Yes, it was.
Kate Mulvaney, Dylan Baker, and of course, Al Pacino, who was the big draw card. It's a 10-episode first season. The episodes all range between 57 and 90 minutes long. And
it
was created
minutes.
By David Wheel. All right. And that's the vital statistics. Obviously, we have no idea how well it's doing because the streaming services don't release
they don't say anything.
That kind of information. But Wayne, what is Hunters about?
Hunters centers around Jonah Heidelbaum, who's a Jewish teenager dude who lives in Brooklyn with his grandmother. He's a good boy, but he does sell weed to support him and his grandmother, but he has to in order to live, so it's okay character-wise.
And okay, why Wayne?
I mean, I just want his number.
Yeah, sure. Just to say, how you going?
What up, man? What's up? You holding? All right. Unfortunately, the said grandmother gets murdered in their home, and then Jonah discovers something that she hid from the world, which is that she was the member of like a secret fraternity of Nazi hunting vigilantes that go around capping and killing the Nazis that used to fuck with them. And it was headed by Al Pacino,
and set in 78, I believe.
78, which I did not expect.
Alternate timeline sort of thing.
Is it?
Yeah, as if the Nazis, most of them escaped and just resettled in America.
So we're not meant to believe that that actually has happened?
No, I don't believe so at all.
No?
No.
All right.
I mean, I'm sure.
It could happen, I'm just saying.
I'm pretty sure it didn't happen to the extent.
Oh, no, but that yeah, this is like Freak of the Week, so yes. Yeah. Okay. Paul, what did you think of it? I want to hear what you think of it.
Ooh, this is a really hard one.
So hard. Now, and by the way, how many?
For the record, yes, I've seen three episodes.
I think I caught a fourth one.
Yeah, all right, so you're a little bit further ahead of me. Three episodes is what we'll talk about.
Yep.
To spoil, but not yet on the other side of spoilers. Give general impressions first, if you're at all kind of coming along to this. But should I watch it?
Mm-hmm.
You're safe to listen for now.
Yeah.
That said, then I have to say, unfortunately.
Oh. Well, we haven't seen this mumbling asshole for a while. Okay, Negatron, let's hear
this
your
show is patently, painfully long. It is unnecessarily padded out. I do not understand the rationale behind every episode must be an hour when there's only 45 minutes of content, other than the first episode, which I'll acknowledge as a pilot. That's the best pace of them so far. The 90-minute pilot.
I agree.
The next two episodes are drawn out and way too long. Every scene goes on at least 30 seconds longer than it needs to.
Yeah, I'd agree with that too. It actually is a little tedious to watch. And
I should be excited by this. The premise
is
excellent.
The premise is very good.
I love the idea. I'm not sure whether Al Pacino is wearing a fat suit or he just stacked on the weight after The Irishman.
That will be how he looks. There's no way he would actively be fat when he could not be fat. As a character. That character doesn't need to be fat. You know what I mean?
Like, I don't understand. He didn't look that big as Jimmy Hoffa in The Irishman. Like,
oh, maybe you're right. Yeah, I could be wrong. But in my head, it's like, what does being fat make him more Jewish? I don't think so.
No,
I don't know.
I think it makes him more well off. Like, perhaps. More rich.
Yeah, good point.
He's lived a great life after the horrors of what he went through. And he lives large in that way.
That's not a bad call.
So I'm not sure. I honestly don't know.
It would be kind of cool if that was one of the costume decisions they made.
Mm.
Fat suit. Because that's a big commitment.
And he is very big in it. And of course, it's set in the 70s. So the fashion is just horrendous.
Oh, yeah.
Across the board. Like, your eyes hurt with having to look at the garish colors.
Or cool if you're a hipster.
Okay. Go with what you
say. I saw bell bottoms the other day. I'm just saying.
Wow.
Anything can happen.
Oh, right? My God. That is correct. The fourth sign of the apocalypse.
Oh, God.
Anyway, so that's my big complaint. Like, the genesis of the idea here, and there are some good moments in the show, but I just get bored. I fell asleep in the third episode. I had to go back and rewatch it.
Oh, that's
not
a good sign.
This is not a good sign. At 9:20 at night, I'm not talking about, like, I was watching it at 1 a.m. trying to cram it in for this review. I was watching it at prime TV watching time.
When you can actually stay awake.
Could not hold my attention.
All right. Well, I agree with what you're saying, but I think this is a part. My big issue with this show, okay, is that, first of all, the pilot, even though it was 90 minutes and way too long, it did sort of keep me interested, and it was sort of like overtly harsh, and it was like, oh, this is, you know, it seemed like a very serious show. Second episode It's like they changed the entire brief and the writer and the director and the producer and everything. All of a sudden, after a really serious, harsh pilot talking about like Nazi Germany and this persecution of the Jews.
The Holocaust.
The Holocaust. Horrible, horrible, right? Now, in this second episode, we're in like this Tarantino-esque, playful 70s, introducing characters with a retro movie style trailing thing. Completely different, and I'm not sure in a good way.
I also agree with you. This is really boring, sorry. Normally Wayne and I argue a lot. If you're new to the show, welcome. It's great to have you on board. But yeah, the tonal shifts.
Tonal shifts. It is all over the place.
Really, really throw me. Now, I've watched the three episodes with my fiance, and she said it's the best part of the show. She says it livens things up. It stops it being so drab and so, I mean, I'm exaggerating now what she said or exacerbating what she said, but basically she said, that's what's keeping me in.
Honestly, I agree, and that's a problem. Here's the thing, right? The reason Tarantino...
It is a problem you agree with, Patsy?
I think it's... no, sorry. I agree that it is the thing. It's the thing that I like most about it as well, although kind of not really because it does not suit the rest of the show.
Well, I think they lean into it too hard.
Yeah, because it gets funny almost. Or they're trying to be funny, but you're like, how am I supposed to feel about this show?
I think I can talk about this generally. There's a scene in the third episode where characters get high and then they do an extended dance sequence.
Okay, let's talk about this, everyone. There is a Stayin' Alive scene.
Yep.
Yeah, they get baked, but all of a sudden it's a musical number with the entire... Yeah, everyone is like doing this choreographed dance number and he's singing, and I'm like, what is this?
They are doing a choreographed dance number, except the main actors can't dance.
They can't dance!
They're as bad as I am.
They're really bad.
Which is why how I recognize my kind.
You're right. They really can't. And all, you know what? That's actually a problem for
they're
the
trying
scene.
To edit around it, but it just makes it look really even crappier than it
looks. It looks shithouse. Yeah. That actual scene, if I was a director, I'd be like, can we cut that? Can we just jump straight to what the next thing was?
Whereas if we go back to... So Josh Radnor's character is some kind of actor. There's a scene where he and a little African-American girl are talking about how to find Nazis.
Yeah.
In this kind of... This is what the show does. It's not in the narrative. It's kind of like this jump away into this, I don't know what to call it. It's not really happening. It's not a real thing, but it's kind of an amusing way, a la Margot Robbie in the bathtub talking about whatever in...
Yes, but that was...
What was that movie again?
The Big Short.
The Big Short, yeah. It's kind of like that. It's like a cutaway to give you information.
Except that was awesome. When you saw that cutaway, you're like, what is this? Right, no, listen, I'm not just saying that because Margot Robbie's in the... Shut up. I know what you're going to say, motherfucker. I mean, I know what you're saying. Poonog over here is talking about titties again. I know what you're
Josh
saying.
Josh Radnor and a charming little African-American girl talking shit versus Margot Robbie in a bathtub talking shit. Which one's better?
Well, I'm saying it's not that... Like, you can't compare the two, okay? It's sort of the thing. Like, if it's going to be that...
I am the one that brought it up, and I am comparing it because it's that kind of throwaway.
I understand.
Except in The Big Short, it serves a real purpose. It's information giving. Mm-hmm. This is just
effect
trying to get a laugh.
Yes. And let's talk about goddamn Ted, all right, from How I Met Your Mother as this character. I cannot take him seriously. He's supposed
because
to be...
Because he's Ted?
Yes, because he's Ted, but also because he's that actor. First of all, How I Met Your Mother. Ted is the biggest bitch in that fucking whole show, all right?
He is a bitch. To judge the show because you don't like Ted.
No. I think it is. Because that's the worst thing about How I Met Your Mother. Ted, all right? And then secondly, Lily. The best thing being Barney, of course. And
wait. Shock me that Wayne thinks Barney is... You're right, he is.
He's gay. He's gay, right?
The actor playing...
Shut up. Stop making points.
Stop being logical, Paul.
All right. So anyway, as I said, in this show here, even though... All right, let's forget the fact that he's Ted and I don't like Ted. I do like the show and I do like Josh Radnor kind of oddly for some reason, but he's too ineffectual looking here. All he is a caricature of an actor who's self-obsessed. But he's then also brandishing a gun and stuff. I don't believe he can actually shoot anyone. He does not look dangerous enough for me to actually be one of these
He's
hunters.
Your biggest problem in the cast?
No, he's one of the problems in the past cast. I would say my biggest problem is actually the lead, Logan Lerman.
Oh, I think he's quite... I like him.
Man, there's nothing to hang on to with this motherfucker. It's just he's there. Al Pacino works great. He nowhere is near. Like,
oh, okay. Gee, Logan Lerman, your craft is not as good as Al Pacino's.
He's the lead.
What a shock.
Not the actor, the way it's written. Like, you don't see a lot... You know he's got a grandma, this and that. You see more about Al Pacino and shit. And I think...
Well, it is a kind of show which flashbacks a lot to...
How do you feel about this?
Yeah, that's fine.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, because here's the problem with me, right? I've seen four episodes, and basically it starts with, here's some horrible atrocity that happened in Nazi Germany.
Yes.
Which obviously will lead into the episode, we're going to try and kill that guy.
Yep,
right?
Exactly.
That, as you said, each scene keeps going a bit long, like, and it's like this horrible opening, and then you want to flip to shit like, hey, let's introduce Foxy Trouble with this, like, you know, cool sort of, like, retro-looking fucking movie trailer kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this does not work. Quentin Tarantino does this properly, all right? When he wants you to feel like this shit is harsh, you do feel it. When he wants you to like be happy with his styling, you are. And it doesn't feel disparate. This does. So I think it's shit.
Obviously, I tend to agree with you. I will now state for the record, this is not a pass. I'm disappointed in this show. I don't think I'm going to finish it. I don't see myself watching 7 more. I could see myself maybe going another 3 or 4 episodes of 40 minutes length. But it's amazing how different a show becomes for an hour long. It needs to hold your attention.
Let me tell you something. This is an odd, like, there's only one upshot when you have a show as tonally uneven as this one. And that is there's no telling how it's going to end. That's all I can say for you. Because you have no idea
it's
how this
unpredictable.
Is. Right? So I have heard that at the end.
I say that.
I know.
But there's a development which we can mention. Spoilers. We're not there yet. At the end of the third episode, I'm like, well, that was fucking obvious. That was going to happen.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm told, and I haven't seen it, but the end of episode 5 is a cliffhanger. If you can make it there. So I'm just told that. I don't know. Anyway.
So I think we're on the same page here. We're both disappointed.
Yes. Hunters has a list of goals. And some of those goals are in conflict with one another.
Mm.
It wants to be serious, but then it wants to be funny, but then it's like, no, this doesn't work. And
can I ask one more thing before we do hit the spoiler button and then go hell for leather on it? Do you think Al Pacino is good?
Yes, but I don't think he's particularly Jewish.
He's working real hard on it.
No, he's working hard on it, but it's so hard for me to see him as not Italian or Italian American. You know?
Can I point out as well, I think the sound mixing on this show is really poor.
I wondered if that was an Amazon Prime problem.
Well, if it is, then Amazon Prime. And by the way, Amazon
it's a recording. It's definitely
as a fucking interactive experience. The UI on it is dog shit.
You don't like the website UX?
The app UX.
The app. I haven't seen the app
on PlayStation 4. It's god awful.
Oh, actually, I use it on my iPhone.
It makes Netflix seem like the second coming.
Netflix is really intuitive, I must say. But
so much better than this.
Really?
I used to hate the Netflix app until I started using the Amazon Prime app.
I wonder if it's a PlayStation problem, because I fix it on my tablet and my thing, you know, all the time, and I tend to not have a problem with it. Like, but maybe the PlayStation app is configured differently. Who knows? Anyway, this is Tech Talk with Wayne and Paul.
Well, yeah, but also it's part of these, with these streaming devices.
You know what? This show is on Apple TV.
Okay, so I think not all shows.
It's just called TV now. But like,
is this called TV?
Yeah, so it's actually got two streams. Like, it's an Amazon Prime show, but you can access it on the Apple platform, which is weird. I'm like, well, how does that work? Anyway.
Right, fair enough. There you are. That's our initial thoughts about Amazon Prime's Hunters.
Yep.
Your mileage will most definitely vary. Let's get into how we really think about it on the other side of the spoiler warning.
Word.
All right, if you're still here, you've seen ahead of episode 3/4 and you don't care, or you don't care, I should say. One thing I should have mentioned is I kind of like the mystery they set up around the nun character. So she's talking to someone else. It obviously isn't the Nazis. If she was talking directly to the Nazis, then why haven't they just swooped in and destroyed this little cell of what they would consider to be terrorists?
Is that what's happening? She's talking,
Well, she was on the phone talking to someone in, I think, German. Saying, this is what they're doing.
I must have fucking fallen asleep in this.
Well, it would not surprise me.
You know what is the problem with the show? The bits that are supposed to be cute end up being hammy. That's what I've decided.
Mm-hmm.
It just veers into hamminess, and then that's just any goodwill you've built up by being harsh in the first place, which they have done successfully, is just destroyed by that. So I'm like, I don't know. I actually think I might, because I've invested 4 hours into it.
I might
go till 5, and if that doesn't get me, then I won't keep
going. Last week we did Lock and Key, and I was 6 episodes deep at that point.
I
watched 2 more, and it's just getting worse and worse.
So it's crap.
So I'm almost once bitten, twice shy with this show, I think. Like,
I understand.
I have a new role, a new job, and I just don't have as much time to, like, I'm just tired at the end of the day. I'm not up as late. I'm getting up early and going to work, so I don't have as much time to watch stuff, so my time suddenly become more precious again.
Dude.
And it's like,
there's so much content out there. Yeah. There's not a person on the planet, exactly, unless you choose not to work or can not work,
that you can keep up with it all.
Yeah.
But the point is here that I need to be smarter with the way I'm watching things rather than just completing things because I am a completionist and I
absolutely
want to see it through.
Now your time is actually worth fucking literally money, and you got to choose where you're going to spend it. Absolutely.
So this is not a good show.
Mm.
And it's not a good show because I wouldn't say it's not predictable, because he's kind of, all right, yes, there's a group of Jewish people who have come together to hunt the Nazis they know are spread throughout the US.
Mm.
But other than a couple of really great visual flourishes. Now, that opening shot of the series.
Oh, shit. That was amazing. Cool. That was cool.
I thought, wow, because a lot of the reviews are very mixed, like we're being, or indeed are quite negative.
Yeah.
But that opening shot, I'm like, what are people talking about? This is well filmed.
That's what the first episode had me. I'm like, I'll watch the second one, no problem, even though it was fucking long.
Yeah.
And but the second one, I'm like, woo.
It was this one extended shot. There was a crane, and it was coming down into people's faces, pulling away, amazing, back in towards them, you know, panning around when this high level, I think he's a congressman.
Yep.
Guy who's a Nazi just kills everyone, like, you know,
that was nuts.
That bleating woman had to be for 30 years, and he killed his kids and he killed her parents. He just killed everyone because this one woman recognized him.
Yeah.
And, but she didn't look like, okay, this is 1978. The woman who recognized him looked like she was 30 years old. I'm like, hang on, how were you in the concentration camps?
Is that what? Oh yeah, she did look young, didn't she?
Yeah, I thought that was really badly cast. So suddenly I'm like, oh,
maybe she was like a Russian woman.
That was really cool. But I'm questioning this show already.
Yeah.
And that's a big spoiler because, of
course, it's a huge spoiler.
He kills everybody.
That was harsh, that scene. I was like, what the fuck?
Again, like you said, most opening, what I think of the first three episodes, there's a harsh opening.
Cold open. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
yeah, you're right. Actually, that does a lot. But this is like when you're just seeing the episode, you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
So it's pretty harsh.
I guess there's not too much more to spoil from my end because you're an episode ahead of me.
Yeah, that's it.
Does it change at all? Is episode 4 better? Does it pull you in better?
I would not say that it does. Yeah, okay. And I would also struggle to remember what the fuck happened. But for real. Like, but then that's just me. But I am going to give it one more episode.
He watched it about 36 hours ago.
Sooner. I think it was last night. Anyway. So there you are. Not a recommend. Well, you know what?
No, it's not a recommend for me.
I'm going to give it one more. I'll tell you that. I don't recommend it now, but I'm going to give it one more episode. And if it doesn't hook me, then no.
It feels like we're just being real. Since 1917 review, it's either been a qualified recommendation or no recommendation. It's just been a really. And I know I said this last year all the way through to about September. I was like, fucking this year is fucking sucking balls.
Yeah.
2020 is not starting well.
Nah,
in the movie/TV world at all.
Yeah, and I wonder how all this fucking coronavirus crap is going to affect, like, by the time you get a movie, it's like fucking, you know, way late in the year.
It may affect release of films, that's absolutely true. But for now, the only film that shifted has been the James Bond film. And it's certainly not going to change anything in the Netflix/Amazon Prime model. They will release because it's you watch it at home. So,
you know what? This will be like, and all the streaming platforms will go, I guess people aren't going out to the cinema anymore, man. How about you give me this much more money and we'll distribute it this
way? We'll charge you double.
Yeah.
Who knows? We'll see. All right. Well, that is our review of Amazon Prime's Hunters. We need to give a score, though. And final thoughts. Wayne, you can lead us away.
Sure. It is a 55 for me. And I think, like I said, it does just pass. But again, it's just made wrong. So I feel like I just, if I want to give it another shot, there must be something
55 here. Not a hard recommend, though, is it?
Not at all. It's not. It's actually not a recommend. It just passes.
Yeah. Whereas for me, 49.
49.
Just misses the window. I was impressed by some of the shots in it. I think there's some good directorial flourishes. I'm intrigued enough. I think the premise is really great. I think Logan Lerman is fine as the lead. Unlike you, I think that's the one thing.
I think he's fine. It's just that the character's not that great.
Yeah, I kind of get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But apart from the nurse, the... particular, she's the most intriguing part to me.
Well, that's because she's a dominatrix.
Is she? Okay.
No, look at her. Her character is, I can fuck people up, but I can also tell you what the fuck to
do. She's a hard-ass spy. That's what I like about her.
Yeah, but she's a little bit hot or something. So it's like, it's no, don't be wrong. I'm down. Right?
I guess I don't think of it that way because nurse's costume, nun's costume just does nothing for me. So
can't say it does a hell of a lot for me.
Apparently nurse's costumes, no way.
Wait, everyone likes that, except have you seen a real nurse's costume?
Yes.
Horrible.
Yes, it's not the same.
Not at all. Like,
and it shouldn't be, because it's not appropriate. Right, good, now that we've established that.
I didn't even go there.
55 for Wayne, 49 for moi. Skip it and do something better with your time.
Yeah, just jack it.
Yeah, that's the end of our review for Amazon Prime's Hunters. Did we get it right? Did we get it wrong? Do you disagree? Do you love the show? And should we continue on? Let us know via email, thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com. On Twitter @TheCountdownPC. You can hit us up on Podbean when we host the show. Leave comments there. And finally, ccradio.com.au is our Australian home. Oh no, second to finally, because finally, Facebook listening community link is in the show notes.
Damn right, join up.
And that's it for us. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And this has been The Soundboard. We both, with regard to 2020...
I stand resolute, motherfucker!
Okay.
I thought you'd normally agree with that guy.
Don't agree with the asshole pushing the button. All right.
Catch you next time.
See you guys.